From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The day after Governor Eric Greitens advocated increasing education and job training programs for inmates, he signed a budget that cut $1.4 million from the Missouri Department of Corrections rehabilitation programs, with most of the reduction coming in education programs. Greitens previously expressed support for these programs. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that in a June 29 Facebook post, Greitens said programs that help inmates learn a trade, be better parents, or earn a high school diploma makes the millions of tax dollars spent on the prison system worth something. Lawmakers who worked on the state's $27 billion spending plan said a slowdown in state tax revenue required them to find savings, and that included money for rehabilitative services. Corrections spokesman David Owen says the cuts won't affect the number of educational opportunities offered at state prisons. Kansas City's mayor has threatened to file ethics complaints against his city council colleagues if he learns they have revealed information from closed council meetings. The Kansas City Star reports that Mayor Sly James made the threat during a closed session. Council members say the threat is part of a culture of secrecy among city officials, particularly as it relates to the efforts to build a new $1 billion terminal at the Kansas City International Airport. Some council members say some of their closed session discussions about the project don't qualify as exceptions to Missouri's public meetings law and should be discussed openly. Utility rates across Columbia will increase slightly heading into the new fiscal year. The Columbia Missourian reports that the increase across all five utilities will amount to about $4. Assistant Director of Columbia Utilities Jim Windsor says this is an average and based on house size. He also says one reason for the increase in utility rates is so Columbia Water and Light can maintain its cash reserve, which is needed in case of what Windsor describes as, quote, unusual situations, meaning weather-related incidents or utility service failure. These increases will begin in October at the start of fiscal year 2018. An observatory in southwest Missouri has reopened after completing renovations. The Joplin Globe reports that the Stella Bauer Public Observatory in Lamar has a new replacement telescope that allows visitors to specify an object or coordinates to find in the sky. The observatory is located on the Lamar High School campus. It was built in 1993 for around $160,000. The observatory's original telescope could no longer be properly maintained after years of use. The telescope's manufacturers also stopped making the parts needed to keep the device up to date. The Lamar School District and community launched a fundraiser to renovate the observatory. Zach Harris is superintendent of the school district. He says renovations cost about $15,000 and also included an upgraded wall, lighting, and repainting the dome. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.